Mark chapter number 5. Let me read a couple of verses here and preach to you what I feel like the Lord lay on our heart. Mark chapter number 5. I want to begin reading with verse number 25. And when you find your place, if you would, stand with us and we'll honor the Bible. Mark chapter number 5, verse number 25. The Bible said, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard, Jesus came in the press behind. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may but touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press and said, who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest thou, who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, daughter, thy faith had made thee whole. Go in peace. Be whole of thy plague." I know that you probably have read this story over and over and probably had heard it preached time and time again. But these stories that are in the Bible are written for our benefits. And every time we read them, we benefit from them. There are always something in these verses that we read from time to time or that we hear taught or preached from time to time that helps us in our life, in our life's journey while we're here on earth. And these things that we hear of the blessings that Jesus had done to many of these sick folks and crippled folks and blind folks, and some of them had withered hands, and some of them had real life problems in their lives, some of them emotionally, some of them were mentally, some of them physically, but all of them were spiritually. The biggest problem that a man has today is a spiritual need. It's not necessarily a physical need. I wished I could say this morning that if you get saved, that he'll take care of every one of your physical needs. But that's not the way it works. Jesus didn't come into this world to make it where people never had a physical need again, but he come to bring life. He come to bring everlasting life. The Bible tells us that when sin entered into the world, death reigned by sin. And so we know that we were all affected by death and sin. And so this morning, every one of us are here today in the flesh, and we're headed towards the graveyard. Rather, you like that or not, that is the direction that we're headed this morning. And but the Bible said, Jesus come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. And so as the brother said a while ago, aren't you glad that we have a better hope? Amen. Aren't you glad that the graveyard is not the end of our lives? The Bible tells us that when they carried Jesus, when they took him off the cross and they carried him to the graveyard, 3 days later, God raised him from the dead. The Bible said that if you'll believe in your heart and confess with your mouth that God had raised Jesus from the dead, thou shalt be saved. So I believe that if you'll put your trust in him, I believe there's a better on the other side of the grave. The grave could not hold him. Amen. And because of him and all of us that put our faith and our trust in him, we have that everlasting life. And now the Bible tells us here was a woman that had an issue of blood for 12 years. The Bible tells us that no doubt that it was a plague. And because of that plague, she had bestowed upon her a sickness and a lot of pain. I want you to notice her health. The Bible said for 12 years she had had this health problem. That wasn't an easy problem. Somebody said, well, what kind of issue was it? Well, it was bad enough to where Jesus called it a plague. Amen. And I'm sure along with that plague, the Bible teaches us, along with all the plagues that we find in the Bible, come with it a lot of pain and a lot of suffering and oftentimes death. And so we know that her life here, according to the Word of God, that her health here was getting worse and worse. The Bible said that she had consulted with many doctors and that she had spent everything she had only to grow worse. If you put your trust in the things of this life only grows worse and worse. The Bible tells us in the last days that things would wax worse and worse. The love of many would be colder and it would wax worse and worse. So we know that we're living in those last days. It would almost appear to the intellect today that all of the funding that is placed in research, diseases and so forth and sicknesses, you'd almost think that we wouldn't have to build as many hospitals as we're building, that we wouldn't have to keep adding on to the hospitals that we do have. But we do, amen, because it gets worse and worse. And some of you this morning are young. You may not understand what I'm talking about, but if you'll live a little bit longer, you'll realize that this body is ravished with disease. Amen. Jeremiah said he is born, conceived in iniquity and born in sin. And it's the effect of sin is what we're suffering today. It's because of sin that death came into the world. This woman, the Bible said, had suffered many things by many physicians. I don't know this morning. That's why they call it, I reckon, practicing medicine. A physician cannot give you real hope. He really can't. All he can do is practice medicine. Thank God for them. Yes. Amen. I'm not against physicians that are here, but I want to tell you this morning that if you'll put your trust in the great physician, amen, there's ultimate healing all the time that comes through Jesus. Or rather you're healed with medicines, or rather you're healed with a miracle, or rather you're healed by going over on the other side. Nevertheless, we're always healed. All healing comes from the Lord. The Bible tells us that she had suffered by the hands of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing was nothing better, but rather grew worse. That's the demise of the human race, is that it gets worse. I wish I could tell you it doesn't get worse, but we're compounded with troubles. I believe Job said, man born of woman is few days and full of troubles. We have them. Preachers are not exempt from health problems. Deacons are not exempt from health problems. You are not exempt from health problems. Oftentimes, along with that comes mental problems. And none of us are exempt from the problems that we face in the flesh. Amen. This woman, the Bible said that her health was dwindling and she had got worse and worse. I'm satisfied. And I tried my best when I was younger. I said to myself, I would not. I always talk about my illnesses when I got old. I promised that I wouldn't bore the ears of the hearer. I'm always talking about my sicknesses, almost like we become proud of being sick. We've made it through those sicknesses, and so we're happy that we made it through the sicknesses. I can't help but to boast that I'm still here. Amen. Although the heart's trying to fail, although cancer's trying to get the body, I'm still here. For some reason, I feel proud, amen, only to find out tomorrow it's nothing but worse. But just for a little while, we find some hope, amen, in the physical doctors, only to be dwindled away. Only to be dwindled away. I was satisfied with my cancer doctor in Coleman. I liked him, had no problem. I was 5 minutes from the office. I could go right there, get checked out, go back home. One day I went, and they told me there was a change. I come home. Miss D says, change doctors.
I said, why? She said, you ain't going to that quack no more. She said, you're going to a real doctor. I said, quack. I said, he's 5 minutes away from home. She said, I want you to go to Birmingham. Now I got to drive to Birmingham all the time in the traffic and in the rain and the snow and all that stuff. Thank God for Miss D. She's put her hope in another doctor. But I'm going to tell you the real hope, hallelujah, lays in the hands of the great physician, the Lord Jesus Christ, hallelujah. He's who we need, greater than all. Amen and amen. I understand where she's coming from. You want to go to the best, but you know sometimes the best, my friend, can only go so far. But then I want you to note one day she heard. She not only felt in herself the sufferings, but the Bible said in verse number 27, when she had heard of Jesus. Now in Mark chapter number 1 and 2, how you find some hope that she regained in these chapters. In chapter number 1 and verse number 18, the Bible said that Jesus came by and he cast out the demons. If there's any demon possessed, had they heard about the Lord, then they found hope in Jesus that he can cast the demons out. In chapter number 1 and 32 and 34, he had healed Peter's mother. Amen. She heard this, that Peter's mother had gotten healed. I tell you, if you have loved ones or friends of that need healing, we've got hope. Amen. And praying and seeking God's will for the healing of our loved ones. Peter's mother had got healed. Amen. In chapter 1, verse 40, there was a leper got healed. I tell you, this man had leprosy for a long time. And Jesus healed him of his leprosy. She heard, and surely she said that if Jesus could heal that man of his leprosy, he could surely heal me of my issues. I'm going to tell you, there's hope. Amen. Found in the Lord Jesus. And in chapter number 2, 1 through verse number 12, he healed the crippled man, the one who was a paralytic. He had healed that man. I tell you, there's hope in the Lord. I wish I could stand here and tell you that every time you come to Jesus with your physical problems, you could leave here healed. I cannot put my finger on God's will for healing. But I do know he heals. At his will, he heals. Maybe today, maybe tomorrow. But he heals. Amen. And so the Bible tells us that she heard of Jesus. All the good things that the Lord Jesus had done, she had heard about. And when she heard of him, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. You've heard the story about the drowning man. The drowning man, if you threw out a life guard to him, if you threw that out to him, he will do everything he can to grab a hold of it to keep from drowning. Ain't that the truth? My brother-in-law has brain cancer. He's already lived longer than they say the average life is for those that have brain cancer. I believe it's 14 months. He's lived now 18 months. Praise the Lord. My sister was brokenhearted. The family's brokenhearted. You're praying for him. Others are praying for him. And at his 14th month, they x-rayed him and said that the cancer is growing. It's getting larger, and there's nothing else we can do. And so they were settled in to go ahead and let him die. And then a doctor called him about a couple of days later and said, we were looking at your situation and said, we'd like for you to come in and try something else. Well, my sister had texted me on the phone, and she said, they found something else for Lonnie. We're going to take him down there. I texted her back and said, that's great. Good news. And I'm going to tell you now, that may have not have meant a thing to you, but it meant everything to Lonnie. Yeah, it meant everything to Lonnie, because Lonnie found a life jacket somewhere. Somebody had thrown him something out there, a line for him to grab onto, and he took it, and he's still with his family for 18 months. Far as I know, he's doing as well as he can be. Amen? That's the way this woman was. Until you get ready for some help, you'll never get help. You'll never seek help. When it's the hearse that drives up in the neighbor's yard, you don't think nothing about it. But when that hearse drives up in your yard, then something drastic has happened in your family and in your home. When it affects somebody else, it's bad, but it's not that bad. But when it affects you, it's really bad. It's really bad. So we know now she heard of Jesus. She heard of Jesus, that Jesus had went about healing folks. But look what she done. The Bible said she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Let me mention this. She wasn't even, because of her blood issue, according to the Old Testament, she was not even allowed in public. She was not even allowed to be touched by anybody else. She was unclean, deemed that she was sick, not able to even come into the temple. She couldn't even come to church. They had thrown her out and said, "Don't come back in this place." But when she heard of Jesus, the Bible said it didn't matter how big a crowd was around her. She made her way through that crowd. She pushed and she gouged and she kept going until she touched the hem of his garment. And the Bible said, now I want you to note that she believed that if she could but only touch his hem, she could be healed. The hem was not what saved her. It was her faith that she had in the Lord that saved her. Amen. She could have grabbed a hold of him, and she. But you know, she reached up there and found the hem of that precious garment, and instantly, immediately, the Bible said she was cured. Immediately, she was cured. This morning, do you know it doesn't take Jesus long to save somebody?
That's right.
If you'll come to Jesus by faith, believing that he'll forgive you of your sins and trust in him for the saving of your soul, you can be saved now.
Amen.
He said, "Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." That woman called out, touched the hem of his garment. Those around him, when he said, "Who touched me?" Well, he knew who touched him. He was waiting for her to confess with her mouth. She believed with her heart that he would save her, but he wanted her to confess, "It was me." As she looks around, he looks around and sees her. Ain't there something about a glowing face after somebody gets saved, ain't they? I want to say there was a smile on her face. You could have put a clothes hanger in her mouth. It would have been that big. It'd have been that big. Everybody else is worried about who touched him. And he looked and seen the one who touched him. They were touching him. They were touching him. They were up against him and touching them. But none of them were touching him with faith. She was touching him with faith because she believed she could be cured. This morning, imagine that touch, if you could touch Jesus this morning by faith. immediately, what was cursed in your heart could be cured this morning. Wouldn't it be worth coming to the Lord? Wouldn't it be worth making your way to the altar to be cured? Sure it would. The Bible said, the woman fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said, daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace and be whole of thy plague. Never again this woman was infected or affected by this plague. She was made completely whole. He changed her. He can change you this morning if you'll put your faith in the Lord Jesus. I'd like for us to get a song.